There follows now a message from Bishop Slattery.
In today's second reading, St. Paul writes, "If I preach the gospel, this is no reason to boast, for an obligation has been imposed on me, and woe to me if I do not preach it." Hello, I am Bishop Slattery. I love this confession of St. Paul. Here is one of the greatest preachers of the gospel the church has ever had. But he said that being the best was no reason to boast. Paul said he couldn't boast of his preaching because the Lord, who stopped him on the road to Damascus, knocking him off his horse and leaving him blind and dazed, commanded Paul to speak about what he had seen. And so he did. Paul was an effective preacher because he was a witness of the things he preached about. He knew Christ. He knew that Christ suffered to save us. And he knew that Christ was truly alive among his people. Nothing could dissuade Paul from preaching what he knew to be true. 5 times, Paul admits, he was whipped and lashed, 3 times beaten with rod, and 1 stoned. Still he preached. "I was in danger," he writes, "on rivers, in the wilderness, and on the sea," and still he persisted. Not even the threat of being beheaded could convince Paul to give up the gospel. This is what gave St. Paul's preaching its credibility. He lived out the gospel message he preached. He was its most faithful witness. All of us, of course, are called, like St. Paul, to live a credible witness to the gospel by the way we live our lives. If people see us and recognize the truth of the way we live, it will be because they see that we make the necessary sacrifices to practice what we preach. And this is what Pope Paul VI meant when he wrote that modern man listens more willingly to witnesses than to just teachers. In the 21 years I've been your bishop, I have seen that same kind of credible witness in every parish in the diocese. Men and women who are willing to make sacrifices when the gospel demanded it. People, just like you, who knew Christ, who knew his saving power from their own experience, and who preached Christ's mercy with the witness of their own sacrificial love. Recently, I asked for help in order to strengthen the priest's retirement fund. And when I did, they said yes. When I asked for help in educating our future priests, they said yes again. And when I asked for their help in providing scholarships to our Catholic schools, they dug down deep in the pockets and gave again. Of course, I say they gave. But what I mean is you gave that sacrificial witness. You and the parishioners sitting around you responded with a generous faith. You gave a practical, credible witness and helped strengthen the diocese in those areas where we faced a future crisis. But you know, I still need your help to cover the everyday needs of the diocese, the pressing needs that come up every day. These are the bread and butter costs of running an efficient diocese. And they include the support we give our pro-life office, our family life office, our efforts to protect and defend real marriage, plus the theological formation we give to the men studying to be deacons, even our magazine and our website. No matter how secure we are with regard to our future needs, without your support of these everyday items, we have no security at all. And this is why I come to you again this year, asking you to support our Diocesan Development Fund. Your monthly pledge is a way of backing up your faith with a sacrifice that counts. It gives a credible witness to the Church's efforts to show the love of Christ to mothers in need, to couples in crisis, to students, families, and all our people. Best of all, it shows that love by loving them. Can there be any better witness to the gospel than that? To show Christ's love through loving. Please consider what I have said and listen now to your pastor's explanation. Know that I love you and keep you always in my prayers. God bless you.
This weekend throughout the entire diocese and every parish, this appeal is being made. It is the annual appeal to support, as Bishop said in his address, the day-to-day workings of the diocese, whether it has to do with the marriage tribunal, the pro-life office, the vocations office, and so on. There is information in the pews that we have about what the money goes for and how we cover the entire diocese, the entire third of the state. Of Oklahoma. And by the way, this little bit of a Catholic history, a trivia, our diocese was established on this day in 1973. And so we're still a very young diocese, but we have the needs to bring forth our Catholic faith and to evangelize effectively as we can, and that is done mainly through the generosity of individual parishioners. So there's the information there in the pews, that you may take some time to look at, and also the envelopes. Now, if you have annually give to the DDF, and if you've renewed by mail or online, don't worry about this right now. Thank you for your ongoing generosity. If you're visiting from somewhere else, from another diocese or so on. We don't expect you to make a contribution, but if you do, who are we to refuse your generosity? And so, because we may have guests from elsewhere. And also, if you're visiting maybe for the Madeleine for the first time, we don't do this every weekend. This is basically this time of the year for the diocese and in October to help for the annual Catholic Charities appeal. Again, the information about on the envelopes about the possibility of if you want to pledge or tithe a certain percentage of your income, that information is there as well. If you need time to think about this, to pray about it, discuss it as a family, you're certainly welcome to do so. Take this information home with you and to bring it back with you next weekend. And so we'll have in a few moments the bringing up of this, taking up this question. You have a few moments to look at this information, ready to fill out the envelopes at this time. You may make a one-time gift or you may make a quarterly gift. And what I do, Bishop alluded to that, the monthly gift. And I'm a bit old school for the most part in that I usually have to have a piece of paper. So I get a letter every month with an envelope, return envelope to write. I put in the amount that I've pledged each month and send it in, put the stamp on it. So if you're old school like me, that's, you can do it that way, or I may do it through the other ways that are described on the information. With a couple other things as you prepare to look at this, the information, fill out the cards. Ask for your special prayers for one of the priests of our diocese, Father Festus Malawi. He's 57 years old. He's been in residence at St. Peter and Paul. Earlier this week, he suffered a cerebral hemorrhage and rushed to St. John's Hospital. It was extremely serious. In fact, the first information we were getting was he was not expected to live the night. Well, I'm glad to report that he has shown signs of improvement. He went through a medical procedure to remove the blood clot yesterday and is beginning to respond and somewhat to the treatment. So your continued prayers on his behalf. Please know that this coming week I will be visiting students at two different area schools who are parishioners here at the Madeleine. I'll be visiting them for lunch. I'll be at Marquette School on Tuesday for lunch, and I'll be at Edison High School on Thursday for lunch. We have Lent is coming up in about 10 days. Please take a bulletin with you. See all the information and things that are going on in the parish, whether it's the event the night before for the Mardi Gras and other things that are taking place. And please know we've had to change the date of the parish mission. Father Jim Friedel had a conflict, and so he's coming about 2 weeks later than he originally had been scheduled. Also, we have on-sale discount tickets for Matthew Kelly. He is one of the best-known lay Catholic evangelists in the country, and we've been having tickets on sale throughout the diocese. And here at the Madeleine, so far, directly from the parish, we have sold this many tickets. We've had some other people bought them online, and we're at least 2,000 people are going to go to the Cox Convention Center. They have room for a lot more. And again, did I tell you we've sold this many tickets in the last month at the Madeleine? This is a very special opportunity to hear him speak about living a dynamic, active faith as Catholics. So we're going to have a discount tickets beginning this weekend for $20 per person. If you're one of this many who's already bought a ticket, we will give you a rebate. If you bought we'll give you a rebate, and then if you bought it online, we'll give you a rebate as well. So it'll be fair to everybody. So beginning this weekend. So now I'll give you a few moments to look over the information on the Dawson Development Fund appeal. And again, always thank you for your generosity, and God bless you. Now, if you bought your ticket for Matthew Kelly at another parish, you're going to have to talk to them about getting a rebate. But only we have a limited rebate. We can't cover most of the bases, but not all of them. So.